1340, 96.5 KVGC. Time for a look at the latest local news. Welcome to a Thursday, 7 minutes after the hour, 15th day of August. Well, the excessive heat warning remains in effect for both the Motherlode and the valleys until midnight tomorrow night. According to the National Weather Service, most of the Motherlode will continue to see highs ranging from 95 to 108 degrees today. Valley highs are forecast to reach 100 to 110. Some locations potentially breaking daily records. Now, overnight lows will range from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. Remember now, drink plenty of fluids. Stay in air-conditioned rooms. Stay out of the sun. Check up on relatives and neighbors. Take extra precaution if you work or spend time outside, and when possible, reschedule any strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible, and drink plenty of water. And remember, have a cool, clear bowl of water for our four-legged furried friends have fur on their four legs, so our furry four-legged.
And what you usually say that is great, people don't think about, is don't put it in the sun. Put it in the shade. Yeah. You know?
I've got this nice metal bowl here. I just filled it up before I went to work and put it out here on the lawn so my dog will see it. And then by 11:30, when it's directly in the sun and it's 120 degrees. And
Billy the dog's out there burning the dog his tongue on
it. I don't think he'll want to drink it. So anyway, keep in the shade.
Perfect. Well, the Amador School Board, meeting on the first day of school in Amador County, voted to move forward with a process that could see responsibility for special education transferred from the County Office of Education to the school district, and formally approved the shutting down of the Shenandoah Valley Charter School. At the start of the meeting, it was announced the board president, Susan Ross, was at home resting following what was described as a minor heart attack earlier in the week. Now, the board moved forward, approving a package of items to start what is described as the process to review options to transfer administration of special education from the County Office of Education to Amador Unified School District. Cited was the budget difficulties the Office of Education has been undergoing and the precedent of other single county school districts, none of which administer special education through their county office. Now, under the plan approved by the board, a group of up to 40 members representing various stakeholders would meet with the help of an outside mediator and formulate policy on the issue that would be presented in January. The board also voted to formally close the Shenandoah Valley Charter School. The school, located in Plymouth for 7th and 8th graders, had struggled last year. Now in its fifth year of operation, student enrollment had dropped from 44 to 13 students, and its board of directors had resigned en masse. With no board in place, the school site could not apply to renew its charter, and the site has not reopened this new school year. Most of its students will attend Ione Junior High School, and the school's equipment mostly redistributed to other school sites.
Well, as the local marijuana harvest season approaches, the Calaveras Marijuana Enforcement Team's efforts are in full swing. In recent months and weeks, a number of growing operations have been eradicated, taking millions of dollars of marijuana off the streets. These clandestine growing operations were indicative of illicit commercial operations and not in compliance with any medical or recreational cultivation. Now, it should be noted, the Marijuana Enforcement Team serves numerous search warrants monthly. During these search warrants, evidence is collected, which is used to further the case and overall investigation. The mere fact that no persons or person may have been contacted or arrested at some of these locations does not imply that the case is complete. For weeks and or months following a warrant, the investigation into each site continues. In some cases, charges are referred to the DA's office at a later date pending the results of evidence testing, interviews, or follow-up investigations. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with information on illegal marijuana cultivation sites or sites manufacturing concentrated cannabis to call the Sheriff's Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870.
And the Amador Board of Supervisors discussed a new county wildlife rescue center at their meeting Tuesday. The proposed animal rescue operation, a joint venture between the County Humane Society and Tri-County Wildlife Rescue. It would include a raptor center, a cat rescue facility, and would eventually serve as a headquarter building for both organizations. While the board did not have a formal development project app and could not approve the project, individual board members were supportive. Most of the decision revolving around how the project could avoid the county's conditional use permit process. The board also approved a response letter to the civil grand jury report defending the county's road repair efforts and voluntary employee furlough system, which has been used as a cost-saving measure and came under criticism in this year's grand jury report. The board also received annual reports on operations at the county museum. The museum is proceeding with the construction of a new livery stable to house historic vehicles and animal tack.
And the Calaveras County Department of Public Works will hold a workshop tonight at the Mountain Ranch Community Club for community feedback regarding a plan to spend millions from the Butte Fire PG&E economic damages settlement monies on road repairs. In April, county supervisors approved using over $13 million of the $24.5 million settlement funds for repair and restoration of roads impacted by the fire. Now, Public Works Director Josh Pack and District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi will both be on hand tonight to answer questions. Now, again, the workshop will run this evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Ranch Community Club.
And this Saturday, the International Jug Band Festival will celebrate its 17th year in Sutter Creek. This year's festival will feature old favorites and new bands showcasing jug band music. Dance the day away or just sit under the shade tents on the lawn and enjoy the most unusual and wonderful music performed by bands from near and far. Music starts at 11, ends at 9. This music festival will feature 9 jug bands from California, other states, and even other countries. It's set in the beautiful outdoor venue on the lawn of the historic Sutter Creek Inn, right on Main Street in Sutter Creek. Admission free, but donations are well appreciated. For more information, call the Sutter Creek Visitor Center at 267-1344.
And again, a reminder for you, a voter workshop to educate Amador County voters on next year's new voting procedures will take place today. The workshop will be in the Board of Supervisors chambers from 2 to 3. It will include a detailed explanation of the Voters' Choice Act, and the Elections Office will be soliciting input from the public to develop a comprehensive outreach program to inform voters of the new project. Again, there's no pre-registration required. That's today, 2 to 3, Board of Supervisors chambers. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, always visit our website, kvgcradio.com.